Well, terrorists may try to target Anzac Day commemorations in Gallipoli this year. The federal government has uncovered information which shows commemorations at Anzac Cove could be targeted, and the Turkish government is aware of this. Veterans Affairs Minister Dan Tehan says the threat level for Turkey has not changed, but he's urging the public to reconsider their need to travel there. As well as the ceremony in Gallipoli being a target, travellers are urged to be careful in other parts of Turkey as well. Let's go straight to Dan Tehan, the Veterans Affairs Minister, who's live on the line. Good afternoon to you, Minister.
Afternoon, Ben. How are you?
I'm okay. Look, this is not the first time that we've heard about threats and worries surrounding Anzac Day commemorations, but tell me what you are concerned about happening this year.
Well, the difference when it comes to this year is that we've received information to suggest terrorists may seek to target Anzac Day commemorations on the Gallipoli Peninsula. And given this information, we have today updated the smart traveller advice for Turkey. And what we would ask is all those who are thinking of travelling to Turkey to make sure they bring themselves up to date with the smart traveller advice.
Okay, has the Turkish government offered any guarantees about the security of people who are going along to these commemorations?
The Turkish authorities are aware of this information, and they traditionally provide a high level of protective security around Anzac Day commemorations on the peninsula. Ultimate responsibility for security relies with the Turkish government. Since the commemoration of the 100th anniversary of Gallipoli, where we had 15 or 16,000 Australians on the peninsula, they have put a very secure blanket around the peninsula when it's come to the commemoration. And that is why we're obviously working closely with them now, given that we've received this information suggesting that terrorists may seek to target the 2017 event.
What are the other areas that you're concerned about?
So we have a large amount of areas where we have concerns for, and that can be in a variety of countries. Obviously, when it comes to Turkey, we recommend people don't travel to the border with Syria. So that's one area where we obviously are very strong in our advice, and that recommendation is do not travel.
And stay away from Ankara and Istanbul too.
Absolutely. Ankara and Istanbul, there is obviously information around travelling to those two cities in particular, and it's very important that people update themselves on that information as well.
Thank you so much for your time, Minister.
It's been a pleasure, Ben. Thank
Dan Tehan, the Veterans Affairs Minister, joining us with that warning this afternoon.